Just Thomas, Rabbi Harari, gave me the Sefer Imre Yisrael, Rabbi Hoffman's nephew, was the Mechaber. He asked that whenever I learned from the Sefer, be Leila Nishmas's father, Alexander, Gershon Ben Yechiel Mordechai, so but maybe the Sefer could also be Leila Nishmasa. Just by way of Akdama to the Inyan, so the different shitas in the Tanaim about what the case of Chatas Shiniskapa Ba'aferes is. It's the camp of Rishimin. Rishimin holds that as long as I'm mafresh shtei chatos la'achrayas, and I take one of the chatos and I'm niskapa ba, the other chatos automatically mesa, then is mesa, and nothing to do with avda or anything like that. Then you have the camp of Tanaim of the Chachamim, say that in order to say that the Chatas Aleph will say is Mesa, Chatas Beis has, Chatas Aleph it also had to have been of the first, and then you're Niskaper with the Chatas Beis. Once you're Niskaper with Chatas Beis, Chatas Aleph is Mesa. And within that, there's a Machlokes Rebbe and the Rabbanan, what exactly the details of the case are. According to Rebbe, the case is a Mafrish Chatas Aleph, I lose Chatas Aleph, a Mafrish Chatas Beis, then I find Chatas Aleph, and I'm miskaper with Chatas Beis, so Chatas Aleph is Mesa, because you have the Aveda, and then you have the Kapara Ba'aferes in addition to that. According to the Rabbanan, it has to be that the Aveda of Chatas Aleph is going to last all the way until, and afterward, after the Kapara of Chatas Beis. So you lose Chatas Aleph, and then you're miskaper Ba'aferes, and then you find Chatas Aleph, the din of Chatas Aleph is that it's Mesa. Those are, I think, the basic shitas in the Tanaim regarding this one of the Chatos HaMesos. within the shitas Rabbanan, that you need Avuda B'Shas Kapara, which means that the Aveda has to last through the Kapara, there's a Machlokas Amorayim, what the Rabbanan really hold. The way we presented it, it seems to be the Stama de Gemara. Some Achronim point out that there's a sheet in the Gemara that seems to hold that Hakdar of the Rabbanan that you civically need a Buddha B'Shas Kapara, that seems to be the Pasha Pshat of what the Gemara seems to be saying. But there's a Machlokas Amorim later on that seems that who say, and those Amorim say that really that's not what the Rabbanan hold. That really the Rabbanan in principle agree with Rebbe much more than it would seem. For instance, Rabbi Abba holds that everyone agrees that Avuda B'Shas Afrasha, which means that the Aveda only spanned the time of Afrasha, if it was found before the Kapara, that everyone agrees that if you are Niskaper with the Behema, which was not Avuda, then the Avuda is automatically a Mesa. The Machlokes is only if you decide to be Makir of Chatas Aleph, which was Avuda, what do you do with Chatas Beis, which was not Avuda? According to Rebbe, even in that case, the Chatas Beis would be Mesa, and according to the Rabbanan, it would be Roa. And Rav Huna also similarly says that everyone agrees in principle that Avuda B'Shas Afrasha is Mesa. And the question is, what does Beis Din tell you? According to Rebbe, Beis Din tells you, say you have Chatas Aleph that was Avda in front of you, and Chatas Beis was also in front of you that was not Avda. According to Rebbe, Beis Din tells you to be Niskaper with Chatas Beis if there's some reason for it. Then you should be Niskaper with Chatas Beis, and Chatas Aleph will be Mesa. And according to the Rabban, you have to be Niskaper with Chatas Aleph and save Chatas Beis. And in other words, you have to preserve Kachim. You don't want Chatos to be Mesos. So if you're Niskaper with the Avuda, so there's no reason to say that the Ein Avuda is going to be Mesa. So that'll be Roa, Ashi, Yistayev, etc. But in theory, everyone agrees that if you're Niskaper with the Ein Avuda, in theory, that the Avuda would be Mesa. And the other variable within Rav Huna is that if you didn't ask Beis and you decide to do whatever you please, and you're Moshach, the Gemara says, one of the Behemos, then it doesn't make a difference which one in Niskaper, but the other one is always Mesa, even if the other one was never lost. So that's just the outline of the Shitas in the Gemara. The Rambam happens to be the Rambam Paskins like Rav Huna on that. And we're basically going to be working within the first way we presented the Rabbanan, which again, I think the Chazon Ish points out, is seems to be the Stam of the Gemara, that only if the Chatas is a Huda all the way up until Shas Kapara, then the din will be, even the Skaper Ba'aferes, that Chatas will be Mesa. So that's just the general outline. So we'll just come to the, straight to the Mishnah here at the beginning of the Perek Daf Chafalaf on the base. Just read it inside. Vlad Chatas, Usmuras Chatas, Vachatas, Shem Mesa Ba'alel, Yemusu. So the first three cases are very straightforward. Open shut. Vlad, Tmura, and Mesa Ba'alel, always the din is Mesa. Sh'avra Shnasa, Vish'avda Venintis Ba'alas Mom. If the Chatas grew older than a year old, we'll assume that's one case. Next case, the Chatas was Nevda, and then you found it. It wasn't owed to Bishas Kapara, the Hura. We'll get to that maybe, but you found it. At whatever point in time you found it, and when you found it, you see that it has a mum. Im Kipru, Rashi's Girsa, Im Kipru Abaylim, if Lechura, the Mishnah is saying, as Rashi points out, subsequently you are Niskaper with a different Behema, then the din is Tammuz. So you have Avrashnasa, this Behema was Avrashnasa, and you're Niskaper Ba'acheres. So the Avrashnasa is Tammuz. Or if the Chatas was Nevda, you're Mafrish, another one, you found that Chatas, when you found it was a Balmum, after you're Niskaper with Chatas Beis, Chatas Aleph, which was again Nevda and Balmum, is a Mesa. In which case, if since that's the din, the Mishnah says, Lo Nenin, Lo Molin, there's no Isser Me'ila, but there's an Isser Anami Drabban, Bim Ad Shalokip Rabbeilim, but if you're still holding before Kapara, and you want to do something with the Avrash Nasa, or you want to do something with the Chata Sha'abda, then the din is Tirach Tistai, Visimach, Revi de Me'acheres, Osatimu Molin, but then, those before Kapara, there's no din Mesa. So the question is, which one of the Tanaim is this mission going like? It can't be going like Reb Shimon, because Reb Shimon holds that you don't need any case of Avda. The Mishnah says that in order to have the din of Mesa by Niskaper Ba'acheres, it has to be Avda or Nintzis Ba'alas Mum. But we never see that you need to be a but without that variable, the din is not Mesa. It can't be Shitas Chachamim, because the Chachamim hold that it has to be with a Bishas HaFrasha, a Bishas Kapara, and the Mishnah indicates that if the Avuda is Bishas HaFrasha, there's Nimtzei Sabalas before the Kapara Ba'acheres, then the din is still Mesa. So it doesn't sound like the Shitas Chachamim either. It doesn't sound like Shitas Rebbe, because Rebbe holds that you don't need a Mum, as long as you have Avda, you have an Aveda of Chatas Aleph, and it's Avda Bishas HaFrasha and his Kapara Ba'acheres, so the din is Mesa. So according to Rebbe, you shouldn't need the Nimtzei Ba'alas Mum, it should just be Avda and Niskaper Ba'acheres, then the din would be Mesa. So which Tana is the Mishnah going like? So here Rashi steps in and says that we're going Liba de Rabbanan. We'll just read the Rashi. It's Liber Mask of Tumas, third to last line of Chavah Mabez, Dafilu de Rabbanan Tumas. In general, ein chatas mesa elish nimtzeis laachar shekipur abaylan. Baha modu hold v'ikatarti l'reusa. The avda, number one, and number two, v'nimtzeis balas mum. So even though it wasn't a avuda b'shas kapara, since it was nimtzeis balas mum, still the kapara b'acheres will result in this chatas to be mesa. Lachi nachat balas mum. And that's where the variable of the Balmum comes in, because otherwise the Rabban would hold that the Huda B'Shas HaFrasha is Roa, not Mesa. Excuse me, that's Rashi Sheet. The Tarti the Reusa is results in Mesa, even though ordinarily you need a Huda B'Shas Kapara according to the Rabbanan. So Tosis here takes issue with this Rashi. Just pick up with a few lines in Tosfos after he quotes Rashi. He says, "V'lo nehira demashma lepirusho deribi reusa mivino sol lemisa." That the more reusas you can pile on, that's more of a svara to say that the chatas will be lemisa, not as opposed to roa. The adaraba suge deshmeisin mashma deribi reusa mivino sol ledeira. If anything, the svara is baker. The Amar Rava b'Gemara, Avudas Laila, Lo Shema Avuda. Rava later on, we'll get to Chabez on the base, says that if the Aveda happened at night, then it doesn't have a din of Aveda. Perish of Eina Mesa Ela Roa. And that Tosa says is like talk to the Reusa, because one Reusa, we're calling Laila Reusa because it's a time you can't be Mak of the Behemoth, you can't be Mak of the Dove, you can't be Mak of the Goat. And because of that, the fact that the Aveda happened, that means that the Bain will not have a din of Aveda, they'll have a din of Roa. It won't be Mesa, it will be Roa.
Why is Aveda
Laila?
This is a clearly different thing. Why is Aveda Laila considered to be Reusa?
So I assume Tosas it doesn't have a din of Aveda because of the fact that Laila, which is another race that comes together with it. So Mimela here also, since the Aveda is with the Mum, so the din should be Roa, it shouldn't be Mesa, if anything. So how does Tosas deal with the Mishnah? So Tosas ends up saying the exact opposite of Rashi, that the Mishnah is going Bein the Rabban, Bein the Rebbe. And just the mentioning of the Baal Mum is a chiddush that you would have thought that Tarti L'Reusa, since in general Tarti L'Reusa is results in the opposite, results in Re'iya, if anything. So here, Apal, even though you do have a second Re'usa of Mum or of Avashnasa, the din will still be Mesa because of reasons that the Gemara is going to get into. And if you're Shitas Rabbi, then the Chiddush is referring to a case of Avuda Vishasa Prasha. And if you're the Rabban, the Chiddush is when it's Nimtes Lacher Kapara and is found to be a Mum or was Avash Nasim before. Right, so that's just the setup. Machlokas Rashi Tosos. So just three different questions. The first basic question is what exactly is the Machlokas between Rashi Tosos about Tarti Reus? So should it be the Mesa? Should it be the Re'iya? So that's Aleph. Beis, this Rashi seems to be very difficult. Just the Hayos that this is all Halacha L'Moshe Misinei. Kodesh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu that there's a din of Chatas She'avdav and Iskapa Ba'Aferis, which apparently, according to the Rabbanan, means that the Aveda and the Kapara have to be joined together. So, Minayin Lanu make up Svaras Milibeinu, okay, but if you have a second Beis, so then that's just as good. Maybe not. Maybe the Chacham Mishnah says Davka. It's a Avuda B'Shas Kapara. It's not. Usually, we don't make svaros manipulating or tampering with the Chacham Mishnah.
Sure. Sorry, I still don't understand the Tosas. I mean, Rav is saying Aveda's like if you have an Aveda over Lila, so that doesn't count as an Aveda. So something which is an Aveda is just Mitsuya, I guess.
Doesn't have a din of Aveda L'Misa. I mean, the Mitzias, I guess, is Avuda.
Right, doesn't have a Chalosat Avuda. Right. So then wouldn't there just be a regular din of Makr Shtei Chatos, then you're Makr one of them, which is Elun Agrof.
Yeah, that's what he's saying.
But how is that a Reusa? And how does
it... He's saying that the reason why the other one is Ro is a function of the Reusa of Laila.
It undermines the Avuda.
He would say the same thing should be going on over here, that the fact that it's Mum or Sarvashnasa should undermine the Aveda.
Why? Because
it's not the fact, it's not the market.
Right, it's not, you can't, it's not...
Avuda is not the
master card. It's not, Avuda is only whatever, if it's the... If it's the market.
Meaning it's just like you're saying, that what he's saying is that Laila, if it's Avuda's Laila, then it's Lashmei Avuda. Because the principle is it's only Avuda of a korban which otherwise would be
Harei.
So too, Avuda's Balmum is Lav Shmei Avuda. And if it's only...
So you would have thought that it's Lav Shmei Avuda. The finish of the mission is that it's not, for whatever reason, Gemara gets into not such a...
Lumaskana.
Lumaskana, right.
Clearly you don't have to understand all of it. And the riot is. Right, I'm saying, but
that's
it's...
That's what
he's
saying. Right.
Right. This is what Tosas says. I'm trying to take off.
But he's working with
him.
Yeah,
I'm asking
big
time. Okay. So that's question number two. According to Rashi, how can we be Mechadish Svaros and tamper with the Lachon Mishnah? And the third question is the second Kasha on Rashi, that the Gemara, Chabez Tav, Chabez on Beis, has a Shach of Atari. Let's read the Gemara inside. this is the Gemara that Tosus is referencing, which I was picking up on. Gufa Marava Abuda Delilah Loshma Abuda. That if Kratas is a Buddha, but Laila then doesn't have a din of a Buddha. And Rashi explains that at this point in the Gemara, we think that Buddha Delilah means that the duration of the Aveda only lasted during the nighttime hours. But once it came out of the Shachar, so you found it again. So if that's the case, then by definition, this is a Buddha Bishas of Rasha, because even if while it was lost at night and I was Mafresh a second Kratas, it couldn't have been makriv that chatos until daytime. He's getting makriv korbanos at night. So once you found, so bal karcha, this is the case. If I found first thing in the morning the chatos rishona, so for sure this is the case of vuda bishas of Prasha, and then only later on during the day I was makriv the second chatos. So the question is, if that's true, so who was Rabbi being mechadish this dinin? So vuda aliba de man ilima aliba de rabbanan. My area avuda de Laila, avuda de Yom Nami. The Rabbanu would hold, even if, forget Laila, if you're saying that by definition you're talking about a case where it's avuda b'shas afrasha, so then just leave out Laila, and anyway, then is Roa, then is it Mesa. Dami Rabbanu, avuda b'shas afrasha, Roa. Ve'ela, aliba de Rebbe. Adkan lo ka'ama Rebbe, ela aveda de Yom. Aval aveda de Laila, Afila Rebbe Moda to the Riyah Azla. The Rebbe who says in general Buddha Vishas Afrasha that the behemoth Nimses before Kapara Ba'Acheres is Mesa, that's only if the Aveda was during the daytime. But if the Avuda was during the nighttime, it was a Buddhist Laila, then the din is a Roa, not Mesa. Just to complete the Shakta, just read the second Lashon of the Gemara. Yibais Ema Lo'olam Aliba the Rabbanan. Bacha b'mayeskin and b'avda b'shaska par. Adkan lo kamei rabban b'avda b'shaska par meisa lo hikat the ikur avidas b'yom. Hikat the ikur avidas b'layla lo. That maybe Rava were wrong about the case that the duration of the aveda would last even into the daytime, but in which case it was also avda b'shaska par. And the finish is even according to the rabbanan. It didn't hear even though in general avda b'shaska par would be meisa. Here would be a Roa because the beginning of the Aveda itself took place Belaila. And so that's the Gemara. So what seems to be difficult, if you hold of Shitas Rashi of Tarti L'Reusa, then in essence, what it sounds like it's saying is that even the Rabbanan are Moda, that you can have a case of Avuda B'Shas Afrasha, which in general is Lamisa. Dainu, you find the Behema Rishona, and it's Nitzis Balas Moda. And then you just Kaper Ba'Acheres. So if such a case exists according to the Rabbanan, then why couldn't the Gemara have said in the beginning that Avudas Laila would also serve have ramifications for Shitas Rabbanan? And you'll say that, in other words, the whole reason why the Gemara couldn't find the Nafkamin according to the Rabbanan is because, by definition, Avudas Laila is of the B'Shas of Rasha, because he found the first Behemah during the day. But if the Rabbanan also hold of a case of the B'Shas of Rasha, which is Mesa, in general, the Hainu, when it was Nimtzeis of Zabalma, we have the case of Tarti the Reusa, so the Gemara should have said that even Aliba de Rabbanan, a Buddhist Laila should make a Nafkamina, because let's say you lost the Chatas, and you found it first thing in the morning, but you found out it was a Balma, and then your Mafrish, and then your Makriv, the Behema Shnia, so the Behema Rishona, in general, you should say, should be Lamisa, because it's Tarti L'Reusa. But in this case, since the Aveda was only Belaila, so it should be Roa. So from the fact that the Gemara doesn't say such a thing, Bukhur is a stira to Rashi's Yisod of Tarti L'Reusa. Is that understandable?
This is your own kasha. This is not what Tosfos is asking. You're asking separate kasha.
Right, this is a separate kasha. Yeah, it's fast MS. Ask this question.
Just back to your second question. In terms of testing the limits of the halacha Moshe B'Sinai.
Yeah.
So is your understanding when the Gemara discusses the Aveda, the Lavanuva, etc., it's just like we're trying to figure out like what was said to Moshe B'Sinai, or we're like looking for Sara.
I think that could be anything that illustrates the point, maybe compounds the question, because we see that we're very makriv. We know that the halacha Moshe B'Sinai is avda, So we have to stick to what he said. There's no budging.
But Chazal are trying to find the limits of what that means. Either you can recreate of the, depending on what the limit, what the scope of it is, Beroer, Be'eder, and in terms of like the Havamina at least, the Kitina, Veda, the Lubuva, Veda, the Lubuva, it's not like there was a Havamina. But like, I mean, I think the way, the one like your question, you say like Chazal, we weren't sure what we received from Moshe Sinai, and I'm just clarifying that like this is what was said. It seems like at least there was a Havamina in the Gemara that Gneva could have had the same halacha as
Chazal. Right, well, you could say that the Havamina is that even though it was, practically speaking, B'Shas Kapara,
we do know.
No, meaning first of all, it could be, I hear what you're saying, you were going to say afterwards, also going to address that. In addition, you could have heard that the fact that the beginning, the reason why I don't have the behemoth now is Gzula or is Gnuva, but if what you care about is of the B'Shas Kapara, so the Maisa, I don't have it. So the question is of the mean? I mean, I guess this is sort of what you're saying, that we're trying to figure out what the Hagdara is.
Presumably that's where you're going.
Yeah. I think we might meet in the middle here.
It's a clarification that Rashi might have just said, that there's a tradition that the Chacham had a tradition that the Halacha of Moshe Sinai said that in this case it's also Misa. The fact that Rashi felt compelled to give a svar for it may indicate that it's not coming from a tradition.
Mm-hmm.
The answer to his question is not as stronger than the issue of Gzula. That's just defined. This is like a totally outside thing of we're doing the same thing as Allah Moshe Sinai. That's your argument, unless I'm completely inaccurate. Is that what you're saying? What Shul is asking is the Rashi here is saying there's an alternative to the Allah Moshe Sinai, as opposed to there, where it's just defining how we understand the reading.
I wouldn't say an alternative. It's a question of whether we're just reporting a halakha that we know, or whether we're giving a svara to try to define its scope.
It's a principle. It's a principle. That's a principle that it's got. Presumably, that's what you're
saying. Right.
Yeah. Clearly, this is where it wants to go. So let him let him go.
Yeah, so that is
three questions.
Yeah. Now, again, what's the machlokas for Rashi Tosfos in terms of B, what is, how are we being Mechadish stars from the Halacha Moshe Sinai, and C, how does Rashi, given the sheet of Tartareus, explain the Gemara Kafes on the base? But just to point out, it's important, that this machlokas for Rashi Tosfos seems to be two different yourselves in the Gemara on Kafes on the Dalek. At this point in the Gemara, this according to Reish Lakish, the Gemara is assuming that when the Mishnah says Avra Shnasa, that's only Mesa if it's in conjunction with the Avda. And those Avda is going both on the case of Avra Shnasa and it's going on the case of Nimtzis Baalas Mum. So you only have a Din Misa if a Chatas either A, Avda and Avra Shnasa, and then you're Miskavra Ba'acheres, or B, you have a Chatas which is Avda, and then she's Falas Mum, then you need Kapar Ba'acheres. You need the two psulim, we'll call them, and then the Kapar Ba'acheres. So the Gemara is asking, why do you need both cases? So the Gemara picks up first the wide line, but sorry for misni im avda gabi balas mum, gabi avresh nasa. Di tana gabesh avresh nasa, hava mina hasam, kudu mahanyu la avda. There, in the case of avresh nasa, avda will be poel, which means in this context will be Lemisa, Mishum de lo chazi lemelsa. Because it's lo chazi lemelsa, Rashi teaches that it has a psul haguf. About balas mum, di lo mum achazia, but in the case of the rays of balas mum, where it's not a psul haguf, ema lo tehani li avda, say that avda will not work. So already you see that the greater the added rays to avda is, then the more likely it will be that the aveda will be poel, that this chatas will be lemisa. That just seems to be what the Gemara says. But Tosfos is Girsa, it's the Dibur Maskil of third Tosfos on Chabez on Aleph. Itani gabi avresh nasa hasamu de lo ahani la abuda shum de fazi lak rabba. if you would have only had the case of Avresh Nasa in conjunction with Avda, then I would think Dafka there, Avda will not work Lur'iyah, but will work Lemisa, Mishum, the Chazi Lakarava, because Avresh Nasa is Ro'i Lakarava, and that means in other contexts. So Tosfos Girsa is that the Aveda is going to the lesser, the second Reisa, the more likely the Aveda will result in Misa. So Machlokas Rashi Tosfos seems to be just two different Girsos, excuse me, in the Gemara. So now just getting into the first question. So what's the Machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos regarding Tarti the Reisa? So possibly, so the question is, according to the Rabbanim, you see you need Avda Bishas Kapara. So you need the two to go together. Maybe the Hagdara, according to the Rabbanan, is that it's not so much that the Aveda has to be the Poel, Bishas Kapara, but that you have a Tziruf between the Aveda and the Kapara. And that's sort of the Machlokas between Rabbi and the Rabbanan. So that's the first Shlav, that according to Rashi, even though in general, if an Aveda is only of the Bishas of Rasha, in other words, I find it before the Parabah Acheres, so there's no tzirif between the initial Avda of Chatas Aleph to the Kapara of Chatas Beis, that's because you found it. But if when you find the Behema, it was Nimse Sabalismum, so that tzirif of the Aveda still is maintained and it will be Nimshach all the way until the Shas Kapara. And this would be, I would think, would be Muskan, Bein Atosis, Bein Rashi, and the Machlokas is only whether the fact that this Behemah is in fact the Balmum is enough to maintain that Tziruf. So that's just the first.
By Tziruf, you mean here that the Avuda remains consequential? You know, since it started with Avuda and it never. And there was never like a Shasa Kosher?
Yeah, I was going to get more specific in a second, but I think that sort of characterized where I was going. In other words, the din of the Rabbanan, the Rabbanan argument, right, the Rabbanan hold that the Aveda has to actually be maintained for Shas Kapara. That's why if the Behema Rishona was found before Kapara, then the din is Rov, the din is not Mesa. The question what the nature of that din is, that the Aveda has to be Bishas Kapara. So it could be that the nature of the din is not so much that the Poel, I guess, that the animal has to be Avuda Bishas Kapara, but that there has to be a Tziruf between the original Aveda and that Shas Kapara. So I didn't explain why that works yet, but you talk saying that according to Rashi, that even though the Behema Rishona was found before Kapara, the fact that right now it's not Roi Lakrava because it has a Mum is enough to maintain the Tziruf between the initial Aveda to the Shas Kapara.
Extend the
Avuda status? Yeah, something like that. Yes, I'm going to get more specific in a second. I didn't really explain.
Not that it remains Avuda, but was it the Psul of Avuda was never Pop.
I'm
just trying to understand.
That's a different. That's. I think Ravel will go in that direction.
Are you saying because the Mum is during the Avedas?
I'll explain now. So just speaking in general terms, without really understanding what I'm saying, but according to Rashi, there's a tziruf between the Aveda and the Kapara, which is maintained because the Behema right now is not Roi Lakrava, and according to Tosfos, the fact that the Behemah is not Roi Lakrava doesn't make a difference because it's not a Avuda. It's a different reason. It's for a different reason. So that question, whether or not the tziruf is maintained, might depend on the nature of the din Avuda. You can argue maybe the Pashup Shad in the din Avuda is that the fact that right now the Behemah is not in a state where, practically speaking, I can be makavit. I can't be makavit. It's somewhere else. I don't know. I can't recognize it, or I don't know where it is. So that state of being, the Lachol Moshe Misinai says it has to be specifically Avuda, but that state of being is what leads to the psul of the Behemah, the Shas Kapara. But maybe another way of looking at it is that it's not what leads to the Misa is not the state of the Behemah itself, but rather the fact that what that creates is a hesach hadas on the part of the bialim, and maybe there's a richuk between the bialim and the chatos. So, in which case, what the lachol moshe misinai is saying is that if the behemah is avda, so that creates a state of being of the behemah which engenders a hesach hadas on the bialim, and that in conjunction with the kapara ba'acheres is what koveya this as being a chatos hamesa. If that is the svara, then according to Rashi, we can understand why you have why tartil reisa should work. In other words, tartil reisa. So the pasha pshat is that you have two dichuyim which are forming a big dichuy. But maybe what tartil reisa really means, according to Rashi, is that really you need the avuda, and the avuda, whatever the nature of the psul of avuda is, has to be with the kapara. So if the avuda is b'shas kapara, so then you have nothing to... the avuda is b'shas kapara, nothing to talk about. If the behemah is found before kapara, so then there's no tziruf. But if heyos that the psul of avuda is not so much the state of being of the animal, but what it engenders in the gavra, in the bailim, so the fact that so that hesach hadas was established b'shas aveda, and you satisfy the lachma moshe misinei that that psul of that hesach hadas was established by the aveda. So subsequently, I find chatas aleph, and I find that it's a balmum. So the fact that I can't be makir of that behema, even though it's for a different reason, doesn't share that hesach hadas because it's just one long hesach hadas. It's like a davar. I don't have to constantly be Mesiach Das from the behemah. It's once it's been established, so unless you break it, it's still there. So, if that's the case, the fact that the behemah now has another psul, even though it's not the psul of Avda, could still be mitztarif the initial Aveda to the Kapara, because you're not being mitztarif the Aveda itself to the Kapara, rather the yisod of avuda is what it engenders in the bialim, and since that hesach hadas remains ad shas kapara, even though the status of the behemah changed, but the initial hesach hadas was nigram aliday the aveda, so you have the tzirf between the hesach hadas of the aveda to the kapara, and that's what the nature of this den of tarte lareisa is.
You've never popped up. Hesach Hadas, Shalavudo was never Paka.
Right.
Yeah,
sure.
You could say this without introducing the factor, I think, of Hesach. I mean,
you could, but...
If you introduce the factor, if you're saying you really didn't Hesach Hadas, so let's say the animal leaves, you didn't know about it, then you find it, it's a balas moment, and you can come... Then you come, somebody returns it to you, let's say. You didn't, again, bring it back to the stable.
Your Mavrish, I'd say.
And this one of them went out, and I didn't know it. People found it, brought it back. I see it tomorrow. I see it's possible. And somebody tells me, by the way, this was Avuda. So according to you, for sure, that would have a din of Roh. This would not count as Avuda, because the whole din of Avuda is a Hesach Hadas Lach.
Right.
And this would have implications, if you really say
right,
this.
I guess I... Yeah.
In a case of Shtekhan Tal Sahar Chayas, you never have Avon Shas Afrasha. By definition. Can't have it.
I'm saying the sequence has to be there.
Okay, I'm pretty sure I can pull something.
If you would it have to be a moment that's obvious and noticeable? Because if it comes back and you think it's Tom, and you're like, oh wow, great, it's back, okay, it's Aravuda. And then you notice you can't reinstate the Hesach Hadas you had before. That would be a different Hesach Hadas.
Good question, I'm not sure.
You have to never have a moment of Das.
Is there a reason why you want to make it so Gavra oriented?
Yeah, there is. I think
you can
look
at it
later. Sorry? I mean, the other way to say it is to, I think the way Rebubble says is that the both the Rebbe and the Rabban agree that the chalos din avuda is b'shas aveda, and the Rebbe holds that that's not b'shas.
It's not paka.
It's not paka. It's not paka. And the Rabbanan hold that the fact that the behemos are going to, the fact that you find the behema and you can be knocking what you want, that's mapia shem avuda. So you don't have the avuda b'shas kapara. But if you say that nimsis balas mum, and then that prevents the hafkah from occurring. There's a reason why.
He's
I'll get to
it
later. But
he's not saying that.
He's not saying asagadah. He's saying
what I was saying before.
Right. He's saying it didn't in the behema. Here's the reason why it wasn't going there, which I think might be clear later on. I think you had your hand up.
Unless you're going to clarify this, I'm just throwing this question. Are there other examples where hesachad, I mean, we have it like by like shmira by mechatas, but like hesachadas or behemas kachin tassels, the carbon problem?
I mean, you have sar kachin and.
Right.
And
but like things that require shmira ma'ula or like certain theories of tassels, and like by. But here, is there like a source or a model that we know to show us? That's the halacha
from
Sinai?
Yeah, I guess you have to say that's the halacha from Sinai. Yeah, I don't know. It could be there are. I don't know. Correct. Yeah, the Gemara, I forgot about that. The Gemara takes it in a different direction, but the Gemara equates, is bringing up this. Less with the psul would still be, I guess in the Havamim would still not be enough to create. I mean, because it could be that, you know, Buddha is the ultimate Asatthakasa. They don't have it there at all. So the question is it the fact that the behemoth, the Gemara is sort of trying to figure out, is it the fact that the behemoth is not right like Rav Silk, can that be Mamshach Asatthakasa? Or is it the fact that, or is it, second, interesting.
This is a question also.
Well, it could be, right, I mean, it could be. Right, either way, it's a question. I think we asked that question in the Rebbe. But maybe it's not just a black and white thing. Maybe if there's some sort of a, depending on the nature of the psul, if it's a all-encompassing psul, so that we can see that Rabbi Dinda here more has a badas there. It's not just purely based on the fact that it's not really like Rabbi, but I hear the question. I'm not sure at this point.
I would think about it,
but, yeah.
Avudim imenu v'lomen roe. Hadas? If the parameters are what you're saying, so then that'd be a
classic
case. What? Avudim imenu v'lomen roe.
V'lomen roe.
Right.
Okay. What's it in there?
It's not lashmei avudim.
Lashmei avudim.
Yeah, it's roe.
So I guess we count the das of the roe.
It's not just the das.
It's an extension of his, it's covered by his, can't they do that in isolation? You have to look at it in general, what's the, what Hagdaros of Hesachadas are in there, in other areas, in Mechatas, and other things. That's part of the question.
And Gzula and all these other cases, I mean, we're trying to figure out.
So,
the Lachamash
Mishina is that the Hesachadas has to be put up Kali Devi Aveda.
So, that would be answering his question also.
That could be your answer to the other question.
That's what he's trying to
do. Even though you are missing a task, you're not even
Right.
You're talking about his second question.
The last one, Minerva. No.
Oh, I thought they were trying to.
No, I didn't. No.
So that would be potentially Rashi.
Tosfos
holds that you can argue Pshuto that the din of Aveda. Yeah, the din of Aveda is just that the behemoth nitka can't be mapped with it at all. So the fact that you find it afterwards and it's a Baal Mum, so.
Something new.
It's not right. The Lachamash Mishina is that it has to be Aldi Aveda. So the Eyak Rava in that case was not Aldi Aveda. Pshas Kapara, it's a Balmum, it's not a Buddha. That's assuming that the Chalol Shem Buddha got to after is Chal Pshas Kapara, not Pshas Aveda. We'll get to that.
See that last one again? That's
I mean, the reason why, I mean, according to Rav Elbow, that might not be a problem
right.
Because he holds the Chalol Shem Buddha is Chal Pshas Aveda and that's not Paka until afterwards, but I'm arguing. So according to Tosis, either it is Paka or the Chal Hashem Avud is only Bishas Kapara and need the Aveda Bishas Kapara.
But it's not difficult to explain that it would be Paka. I mean, once it's a Balmum, so.
It's something else.
Right?
See, that's another question. That's not a good explanation.
You want to talk about your second question?
Just a second. So, yeah, okay, yeah. Second question, in terms of is Rashi really tampering with the Lachon Moshe Misina? The answer is that he's not, because the Lachon Moshe Misina is that you need the tzirf between the Veda and the Kapara. So, usually that occurs when the Veda actually intersects with the Kapara. But in this case, where if this sort of a Veda of Avuda is that it's the Hesach HaDas of the Avuda, of that Hesachadaz is Nimshach until the Kapara, as long as the Gorim was the Aveda, so you have the Tzirup of the Aveda to the Kapara. One Gemara, which seems to be along these lines, of Rav also points to this Gemara, just using his Raya, this is a Raya to the Tzirup idea, not to the Hesachadaz idea. Just that the Hagdam in general is that you need Tzirup between the Aveda and the Kapara. So Rav Elbul points out, he might say it a little bit differently, that the Gemara in Chafesim and Beis has a case of Avudu Bekos. So what's the case of Avudu Bekos, and what's the din of Avudu Bekos? So the first Gemara thinks Avudu Bekos means that I have one Chatas, which is Avda, I mafish another one, and I find the second one after I'm Mekabel the Dam of the second one. I mean, it's Nimseis between the Kabbalah Adam and the Zrika. It's not of the Bishas Kapara, because the Kapara is the Zrika. The Iker Kapara is the Zrika, but it's Avuda between the Kabbalah and the Zrika. So the Gemara says, so what's the din? So if you say, Kol Omi Lizro Kazaruk Dami, then it's Kazaruk Dami, and it's like it's Avuda Bishas Kapara. But if the din is not Kazaruk Dami, at least in this context, then it's not of the Bishas Kapara, because it was found before the Kapara, it was found before the Zrika. So it's a little bit difficult for Gemara to understand, because if the halacha is that it's not, even if you hold Kol Omi Lizro Kazaruk Dami, you're not going to mamish say that it's Ki'ilu Niskapara. So if the din is that you need Avuda Bishas Kapara, so how can the Kol Omi Lizro Kazaruk Dami substitute for that? It's not, even if that's true, it's not mamish kapara. But if you say that the point is not so much that the Avuda has to be Bishas Kapara, but they needed Tzirup between the Aveda and the Kapara, so as long as the Aveda was Bishas Kabbalah Saddam, and it's Ki'ilu, the Dam was Nizrak, so you have the Tzirup between the Zrika, because it's Ki'ilu, the Dam was Nizrak, which in the Zrika, again, is the Kapara, and the Aveda, because of this din of Kol Omi Lizro Kizark Dami. Again, it's not a Raya that it's Alayday Hesachadas, but it potentially is a Raya for, this Tzirup idea.
But that might work even according to Tosis, right?
Because
it's connected to the actual Kapara.
Yeah. It could work even for Tosis. Yeah. So there's one monkey wrench in this Mahalik and Rashi.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Did you say what the advantage of the Hesachadas?
No, I didn't say it.
You didn't
say it. No. Saving it for last. So in terms of, there's one monkey wrench, I think, in this, and Rav also points this out, in this Mahalik, or this type of Mahalik and Rashi, of Tarati Zbeyusa, which again means that the Vedas has to be Mistar Tzuruf to the Kapara and the other races, allowing that the Hemshech of the Aveda to carry over to the Kapara, is the second Tzad of the Gemara of Avuda Bekos, the second Lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara says that maybe the case of the question, the Gemara has a question, Avuda Bekos, what's the din? So one shot was what we just said. The second shot the Gemara has of Avuda Bekos is that if you have, let's say, a chatas which is shaft, you can kabbal the dam in a kli, so I do this rika, so what do you do with the shirayim of the dam in the kli? So usually the shirayim go, you pour it's nishpach, kli yasod. Let's say you use four different kalim to be kabbal the dam, and you only use one of the kalim to do this rika. So what's the din of the other three kalim, the dam and the other three kalim? So that's a machlokas tanaim. According to one daya, it's as if it's in the same kli, and the zrika of, and then it's Ki'ilu is the Shirayim of the original, of the first Zrika Saddam. And it's also Nishpach Liyasod. According to another Tana, I forget who says what, but according to another the other Tana, it's considered to be Nitcha, those other three Kalim are Dechuyin, and they're Nishpachim La'ama, not Liyasod. So the Gemara says, let's say, that's a regular case where you do the kapara, you only use one of the kalim. But let's say before you do the zrika from the first kli, you lose the other three kalim. And then you do the zrika from the first kli. So the question is, what is the din of the zevach? That's the way Rashi learns to go. What's the din of the zevach, of the, say, the chatos? Do you say that the Zavach is possible or not. So the Gemara says, works with the Cheshbon. If you hold, like the Tana who says that, in general, if you do the Zrika of one Kli, then the other Kalim are Dechuyin, then for sure, the fact that the other Kalim are Avudin will result in the Zavach being possible. The only question is, according to the other Tana, in general, the other Kalim are Shirayim, they're Nishpachin Liyasod, so in this case, where it's also Avuda, what's the din of the Zavach? So, that's the Gemara says. The question is, why is it so pasha according to the Man D'Amr that in general the other Kalim are Dechuyin, that the Aveda will compound that and lead the Zevach to be possible? Why the Zevach becomes possible is a big question which I don't have the answer to, but that's what the Gemara asks, that's what the Shita asks on Rashi. But just put that aside for the moment. Just read the Rashi, Liba the Man D'Amr. It's toward the bottom of the narrow lines. Aliba the Man D'Amr, Ben Mesechas Yuma, Perko Tziulo, Bekos Lechad Oses, Chavir Dichoy, Lechata, Shekibol Dama, Barba Kosos, Hanasan, Mina Achas, Arba Matanos, Gedin Chatas, Asan Le'elu, Dichuyin, Mashiyar Nishpachin, Liyasod, Behein Nishpachin, Lama. So the shirayim of the first kli is nishpachin, arvin nishpachin liyasod, and the dam of the other kalim are dechuyin, so b'mila they're nishpachin la'ama. So according to that shita, loti baylach devadei psula achatas, dehasam dekulu l'koman hu dehaviyah zevach kasher, afal gav de gemakosos nishpachin la'ama, dehois kasher v'dal de matanos, v'lacha de'avad echad kevin te'il v'hava koman havi dichu lishapeich la'ama. Hashtag Avar Havilu Tarti Lereusa, Gachata Shaabash Nasa, Beavda, Zevach Gufei Pasul. So, the reason why it's so Pasul, according to the Man D'Amr, that Srikas Kosechad is also as Chavero Dechuya, it makes the other Kosos Dechuyin, is because if you have the Dichoy of the Zrika of one Kos, on the one hand, and you have the Aveda, which the other Kos through an Abdu, so that results in Tarti Lereusa, Mimir Zevach is Pasul. So, this Rashi, it's hard to explain this Rashi. So Rashi invokes here Tarti L'Reyusa. So, you can't really understand Tarti L'Reyusa in the same way we were understanding Tarti L'Reyusa before, because the way we were understanding it before is that you have the Aveda. I mean, the Ikar Reyusa is the Aveda, and the other Reyusa is just Eikitimsa to Bimamshech, that Aveda to the Kapara. But you don't really have that dynamic here. So the Pashup Shat, and it sounds like from Rashi that the first Reusa is the Dichoy, and the second Reusa is the Aveda, but not so much that the one Dichoy is just allowing the Aveda to come, to shine forth into the all the way to the Kapara. So the Pashup Shat in this Rashi, I think more so than the other Rashi, is the Tarti of the Reusa is some sort of a greater Dichoy. So if that's the case, is that a Kasha on this whole assumption in Rashi, earlier, that Tarti L'Reyusa means something else? So I thought possibly not, because this Rashi is really strange for another one or two reasons. Besides for the fact of why is the Zevach becoming possible because of the Dichuy of the coast, that I'm not going to deal with, I don't know the answer to that. But in terms of what Rashi says, the example that Rashi gives of Tarti L'Reyusa is Avrash Nasa the Avda. So that would be the case that Rashi should not have said, because according to Rashi, the Maskanas of Gemara earlier is that Avrash Nasa is a psul which stands alone, and the Aveda is Lomala Blomori. Either way, if you have one Chatas which is Avrash Nasa and you're Niskaper Bacheres, so the Avrash Nasa will be Mesa. If you're not Niskaper Bacheres, then the Avrash Nasa will be Roa. The Aveda is Lomal of Lomori. It could be Navda, it could not be Navda. That's the Maskanas Gemara according to Rashi. So why does Rashi Badafka use the example of Avrash Nasa and Avda to illustrate this point of Tarti L'Reyusa? That's question number one. Question number two is more just a Ha'ara, not a question, but the Gemara here, we'll say this is the beginning of the answer, that the Gemara here says that this Yibaya is a Liba de Rebbe. that first we had the Hava Amina, when we thought Avuda Bakos meant one thing, that Avuda Bakos was only a question, Liba de Rabbanim. Then the Gemara says that really Avuda Bakos means this case. And so Olam is a Liba de Rebbe. So Olam Liba de Rebbe can mean even according to Rebbe, or I assume it could also mean that it's exclusively according to Rebbe. In Cain, so where did we ever find Rebbe bringing up Tarti L'Reyusa? Before in the Gemara, Rashi brought it up, it was Aliba de Rabbanim. Apparently Rebbe also holds of this Yesod of Tarti L'Reyusa. So if that's the case, then it could be that when Rashi uses the term Tarti L'Reyusa for the Rabbanan, it means something else than it would mean according to Rebbe. And what I mean by that is the following, that the question is, there are a lot of answers to this question, but what is the machlokas, what's the yesod of machlokas between Rebbe and the Rabbanan? So one perspective on the machlokas is that, again, the Rabbanan say you need the Aveda to be Bishas Kapara. So what that may tell you is that the Din Avuda is Chal Bishas Kapara. That's one possibility.
The Din
Avuda Lamisa is Chal Bishas Kapara. So that's why you need the Aveda to be Bishas Kapara. So
is the timing of the Chalos Lamisa?
Yeah, Lamisa, yeah.
But even if that's true, the question is just when is it? The other day, doesn't have to disagree because they found it. The Chalos Lamisa is Kishmas Kapara.
Just we have to Rebbe and then we'll see. There are other ways to look at it, for sure. It's not the only way to look at it. So that would be maybe Shita's Rambam. The reason why you need the intersection between the Veda and the Kapara is because the Din of Veda is Chal Bishas, Bishas Kapara. Rebbe, one can argue, holds that the Din of Veda, I think Rebbe assumes this way in Rebbe, also according to the Rabbanan, but at least according to Rebbe, that the Din of Veda is Chal Bishas Aveda. And that's why the fact that the Veda is Nimseis before the Kapara doesn't make a difference. In Cain, so what's the role of the Kapara? So it must be some sort of a Tanai or something like that, which that in addition to the Aveda, you need, I mean, the Chalos Shem Aveda is Bishas Aveda. In addition to that, there's a Tanai that you also need a Kapara Bacharis. But the Ikar Dichoy is the Aveda, Bishas Aveda.
Meaning the Chalos Aveda is set.
Bishas Aveda versus Shas Kapara.
Versus
Shas Kapara, yeah, that, maybe that's the difference. So if that's the case, so then the question is, again, when you talk about Tarti L'Reyusa, so the point is you can't go against the Lachon Mishnah Messina, you just have to go along with, you just have to derive what the Yesod is and then just apply that. So according to the Rabbanan, where you need Aveda Bishas Kapara, so what we said is that you need there to be this tziruf between the Aveda and the Kapara. So if you speak in terms of Tarti L'Reyusa, that's what it will mean. You'll have to say that the mum is just being mamshich, the Aveda somehow, Lishas Kapara. But if you hold like Rebbe, that you don't need that Siruf because the din is already set, Bishas Aveda. I mean, that's only according to Rabbanan, the Chalos Shem Avuda is Bishas Kapara. But according to Rebbe, the Chalos Shem Avuda Lumisa is Bishas Aveda, and the Kapara is just a Tanai, so Tarti L'Reyusa should mean something totally different. So what would it mean? So I think it would mean, if you have this Havana and Rebbe, I think it would mean is that if you have the, in general you need a Dichoy of Kapara in addition to the Aveda, but Henry Lavdavka, Dichoy of Kapara, could be any similar Dichoy, which is going to totally be Madhka, the Korban, from being Hukra. If that's the case, so then that's why Rashi here, when he talks about Tarti L'Reyusa, where he's speaking only within Rebbe, so Rebbe in Echinami, it's not a question of, you know, Tziruf, Aveda, Kapara, it's a question of two different psulim coming together to generate the din of Misa, and that's why maybe Rashi was using the example of Rashnasa and Avda to emphasize, we're only going Liba to Rebbe, and we asked before that the case of Avrashnasa, the Aveda should be Lo Malo V'Lo Murid, so that's only according to the Rabbanan who hold that anyway you need Kapara afterwards. So the Kapara afterwards is going to result in this thin Misa for the Avrash Nasa. But maybe what Rebbe holds is that Avrash Nasa and Avda is enough. This, I didn't check holds of everywhere, but that Avrash Nasa and Avda is enough, that even if, in this case, the Dichwe of Kapara is being replaced by the this example that Rashi is giving, that the Kapara, Bacheris, is being replaced by the by the Avresh Nasa, because all you need is a different type of a decoy.
So when
and
you
along with the Avda.
With your halacha Moshe Sinai issue?
So that's the way, I don't think so, because according to Rabbi, the halacha Moshe Sinai is that you just have
any
the Aveda and other type of decoy.
So then
right.
You're saying, like we said before, that's more of a svara to begin with, the answer to Eifat Timtzi. It isn't a
yeah.
Buddha.
Right, it's a, right, I guess.
Meaning
yeah.
Din was a Buddha, but hardly reuse it.
No, I mean, it isn't a Buddha, but it's a Echatimtzi of Dichon, essentially. So you're basically giving two different answers to that question. One is that it is always a Buddha, but we're just extending what constitutes Sirov to a Buddha. And the other is that, like what Sam was alluding to begin with, and that's that the parameters of Allah and Moshe Sinai to begin with are not a Buddha. They're that's an example of Dichon. Is that accurate?
Yeah, I think so. And I think that could be that those
but
two.
In that case,
I think
Zula
that they could have those two.
Go ahead. Those
I mean,
two.
Those two different others might.
Rebbe, that will fit into
Rebbe.
Kufa
to Rebbe.
So then it doesn't have to go here. That's the answer to the Rashi.
That's, yeah, right,
Rashi
so that's the answer to the Rashi. Rashi. Okay, he's using Tarti Lareyusa differently here because he's a Leva the Rebbe, which is when you have a different Yesod of Kartash Avda.
So I ask you one thing, and the actual God that Rashi says between Dichui and Shivayim, whether it's Nidcha the other Kaisas or the Shivayim.
Yeah, so the.
So
I'm sorry.
I'm just thinking, I don't know, I'm not wrong, but there's further that if the other Kaisas are Shivayim, so then the Aveda is not really Cham when they get lost because they're not really Shivayim.
Yeah, it's a
but
double.
If they're Nidcha, so then. It is
Chum. Yeah.
Well, why would that be?
Because if they're Shiraim, so wherever they are, they're Shiraim, they're at loss.
It's a remnant
so
of it that's still
the
there.
The Zvik of this one is Chal for them, wherever they are. Hashem came. If they're Nidcha, means that the Zvik of this one is not Chal for them. Therefore, they get a Dichwi, so their Abed is called Abed.
Yeah.
And that's what maybe, you know,
that could also,
race
right, that could also, yeah, that's, I think, Rebel says.
Oh,
so.
Says
that. So again, what we're saying is that Rashi is using Tarti Lareyusa differently based on what your sheet in general is for the Hagdara of Katash Avda. Katash Avda is a need, according to the Rabbi, needs a Tzirup, and the Shas Aved and the Shas Kapara is the Kovei of the Din Misa, then Tarti Lareyusa will be a Tzirup between the Veda and the Kapara. According to Rabbi, that the Din Avuda the Misa is Nikba B'Shas Aveda. So and the kapara is just a tonight for another decoy, so the time of the race will mean something else for him.
I just want to point out, I don't know if he doesn't have an answer to this either, but like I think we're saying it's true that the way the mechanics of the part of the race would change between other and spasbal and other shasta, but it's just strange because again that's before Rava, but in the Habani of the Gemara, in at least in the Chikusa stage, so Rashi does use the same type of part of the race of formulation. Both in of the Tisbalsmum and Avrashasav of the Dervasil of Rashasav.
Right, so
and Rashi seems to be at least building on his Kiddush that he already was mastering the Mishnah of Tati L'Reisa, quoting Kapar with the Rabbanon. So it seems at least there was a Tzad, quoting the Maskana, that Rashi thought that this would work even for the Rabbanon also to create Tati L'Reisa.
Yeah, so just to clarify, the difference in the way you understand Tati L'Reisa is telling on the Rabbanon and Rebbe. Not in two cases of Balshma and
Abishmasa.
So you can understand.
Part of your question was also like, well, Rashi should have quoted a better case of Tarti L'Reisa because the mechanics of your Mamshech, the Din Avuda, is only by Avda V'Yisbalshma, by Abishmasa V'Avda. It doesn't work that way. It's actually backwards.
Right.
But even though Rashi had that Chiddush of how to understand Tarti L'Reisa, presumed within the Rabbanim, let's say, he still, at least in the Havim, the Gemara Chafetz and Aleph, had it held in the other types of Tarti L'Reisa in the Rabbanim.
He held what was the last thing?
Yeah,
he said?
Held the other formulation or the other configuration type of the Reisa, even in the Rabbana.
Right, but the Rabbana could also say that for Avresh Nasa, that the fact that the Behema is not Roy Lakarabba when you find it, that's just Mamshik
from
Avda.
Even
if the Avresh Nasa
before.
Yeah. Because of the Maisa, the Behema is not Roy Lakarabba.
That's so different than, if that's true, then you could answer that for your original question also in the Rashi of the Behema.
So the reason why I didn't say that, I don't think so, because my question was that, I was the maskana, I mean, you're in the maskana, it's strange that Rashi is using the case of Tartil Revisa, which is not necessary, because in the end of the day, the Veda doesn't really accomplish anything in the case of Avrishnasa, because either way, Avrishnasa is going to be the same. So it's just a little bit strange. I mean, it's not inconceivable, because, again, you could, if the din wasn't like that, then you could theoretically have a case tied to the Reus of Avrishnasa and Avda, but it's just strange that Rashi isn't the case we should reject from Moscow. So that's to answer those two questions. Now, to the final question, in terms of how Rashi jives with the top Gemara, that just before we make the question again, the Gemara says that you have a case of Vudas Lila, which we think means that the Chatas was Nevda only during the nighttime hours. And if that's the case, then by definition, this is a case of Avuda Bishas of Russia, because you couldn't have been makar the second Chatas. You have to be makar the second Chatas during the day. During the day, you already found the first Chatas. So by definition, it's a case of Avuda Bishas of Russia. And the Gemara says that we can only find a Nafkamina according to Rebbe, because the Rabbanan anyway, even if it wasn't Lila, the din would be Roa. You don't need it to be Lila for the din to be Roa. Even if it was a regular case, the din would be Roa. But according to Rashi, who holds that for the Rabbanan, you do have a case of Huda B'Shas of Russia, which is Mesa in general, in a case where you find it before Kapara and it's a Balmo. So if that's the case, then why didn't the Gemara say that Huda Salila also has ramifications for Shitas Rabbanan in a case of Tartu the Reusa? So according to this Havana of Rashi, I think we can understand, because it's not the pshat that the Rabbanan are Shitas Revi in the case of Tartu the Reusa, but in the case of Tartu the Reusa, Betzim is a Huda B'Shas Kapara, because what we were saying, our formulation, that the Hesach Hadas of the Gavra is just, was Ali Dei the Aveda is being Nimshach Ad Shas Kapara. So even if you constructed a case according to the Rabbanan that the Chatas Aleph was Avuda only during the nighttime hours, and then it was found to be a Balmum, and then you're using Skaper Bacheres, so you might say that's Avuda Bishas Kapara. If it's Avuda Bishas Kapara, then if it's Avuda Bishas Kapara, then the din should be Mesa.
Well, why is
that? I'll clarify again. Yeah, I left out something. Apparently, we're understanding that Rav's case of Avudas Lila was specifically a case where the Aveda was during the nighttime hours. Presumably, there's a reason for that. Because if it would have extended afterwards, then it would be Avuda. It would be Avuda. But yeah.
So he doesn't hold it.
But you're kind of right, that's the finish of the discussion. So if that's the case, then again, just to formulate the question again, by definition, this is a case of Avuda B'Shas HaFrasha. This is Avuda B'Shas HaFrasha, because you found the Chatas Rishona V'Yom. So the Gemara says that so there's no nafkamina according to the Rabbah, because the Vibhishasa Prasha is always Rava. You only need Lila for Ri'iyah. So, you only need Lila for Ri'iyah. So, if that's the case, it's a kasha on Rashi, because Rashi says that the Rabban do have a case of the Vibhishasa Prasha where it's Mesa. So, if you do have a case of the Rabban that it's Mesa, so then why didn't the Gemara say that nafkamina the Rabbanan, that if the Aveda was only Nimshach, it only occurred during the nighttime, and you found it during the day, and you found that it was a Balmum, and you're just covered by Cheres, ordinarily it didn't be Mesa. In this case, it's not Mesa, it's Roa, because the Aveda is an important part of it, and the Aveda was entirely during the night. So, Zagar should have had a Nafkamina according to the Rabban, also according to Rashi. But maybe the answer is that, Enoch Minami, in that case also, there would be no Nafkamina according to the Rabbanan. Because in that case, the Aveda, in essence, is extending past the night. It's extending during the day, and it's extending even B'Shas Kapara, because as long as you have the Hemshech of what we're calling Hesach Hadas, Ali Dei the Aveda, through the Shas Kapara, the Mimela is Avuda B'Shas Kapara, so it was Avuda not only at night, it was also Avuda B'Yom, and Mimela, the din there would be Mesa, according to the Rabbanan also.
Yeah.
This is the Lishna Kama, not Lishna Basra, if that clarifies.
Tfilas, I don't remember
The Lishna Kama talks about Tchilas Aveda, and that's the translated Lishna Basra, sorry. Lishna Kama doesn't bring that up. For Bzumi, it doesn't bring it up because Tchilas Aveda doesn't make a difference.
So you're basically saying that according to the Rabbanan, there couldn't be a Buddhist Lila.
According to the Rabbanan, there couldn't.
In that case, there just wouldn't.
Yeah, which is what you're saying. You don't have a.
Why
you don't have, right, exactly.
I'm not saying it's
going
to show. Why does it change if you view the slow past the collapse?
So because if you hold. If you hold, I say what we're saying. Think, what was suggested before. That Revevel says that the psul. That really, what Revevel was saying is that Revi and the Rabban Betzim agree, and that either way, the aveda is kovei the din misa. And you just need a tsiruf to the kapara. So here. It's still only at the Aveda. Even the Revel is not saying that the din of Aveda is Nimshach. He's saying that the din of Aveda is only Bishas Aveda, but that, and that shame psul is chal on the behema. What's Machia that is right, the psul Aveda is Bishas, but it's not Nifka, is right, it was never Paka because the behema was a Balmo. But here the entire Aveda was chal, was Belila. But if you say that the Vardin Veda is the Hesachadas of the Bailam or the Roeth, then it's not true. They're really the Aveda, the sort of the Veda is Hesachadas, and that's continuing even past
until
the
part.
Yeah, in the first Lashon of the Gemara, there's Hesachadas, and it could be in the Lishna Basra, who says that Tchilas Veda also counts as saying that the Hesachadas has to be Nikar, the Hesachadas is out there the Aveda. So that's not true if it's at night.
Regular Aveda couldn't continue during the day.
Regular Aveda?
It's lost into the day.
Yes, if it was a regular case of Aveda, let's say it was a Buddha Bishas Kapara, which we're saying she just rebunds, so the fact that the Aveda. I mean, why is the Gemara narrowing Rav into a case where the Aveda was only during Lila? Because, presumably, because if it extended past Lila, then it would be a Buddhist Yom. So. What we're saying is, according to the Rabbanan, every case of Buddha Mesa would always be a case where the Aveda is Nimshach Biyom, because Aveda is just a code for the Hesach Hadas.
How is this going to be different?
So if you say, meaning if you would have said, I'm not sure what I'm contrasting to.
What's the Nimshach Biyom, how's it going to be different than what any Aveda is going to extend into Biyom?
It won't. I mean, that's why the Gemara doesn't
does,
project
I mean,
the Gemara.
Saying, even though the Gemara thinks it does extend to the Yom, but when I'm a Chaker, it's still not going to be considered to be Yom.
Because
the Din Aveda is Nimshach for Yom.
Once it hits the Yom, it has the regular Din of Aveda. If it started the Yom, it would stay. Right?
But the only matter is the Shas Kapara.
Okay.
Right.
Saying,
but that's true in Avud Bayom too.
Lila or Yom.
In a regular Avud Bayom, it's like. That's true in a regular Avud Bayom too, to begin with. You want to say that if it's Avud Balila, but it's Nimshach Bayom, it's like Avud Bayom.
Right.
And then whatever it was Mamshechid, if it's Mamshechid, it's Mamshechid here too.
And the Chiddush is that because of Hitzachadas, so the Mitzias of Avedis Lila is considered to be a shame of Avedis Lila that can be Nimshach that you have to recover from. And if it's Balasum, you'll never recover from. Because I could have said fine, but still not Aveda's Lila to have to recover.
Right, but if the Aveda, the din of the Aveda is not so much the Aveda itself, but it's the
Hesachadas.
That's
not
the Nimshach. Right.
If that's true,
yeah. Right.
Because like, the more halachic you make the Hesachadas, and if that's pragmatic, then you will use that.
I would argue that those are the two Shamas of the Gemara. Yeah.
What I have trouble with this is that in the Gemara's question, from our Rava. So Gemara seems to ask, we'll have to come on top with the Lila, right? But the Mashmos of the Makshin is not that there's no such thing as a Buddha Lila that would have no Nafkamina from the Ramana. It's, we'll have to come on top with the Lila to get you out of Avod. After all, even after that's Yom, if it's Nimsa Kodem Hafrasha, it's Nimsa B'Shas Hafrasha, still going to be a Rava. But the way that you're presenting it now, with this Hasach Hadas idea, it will come out that if you lost the Behemoth by night, and it was Nimshach Arayom, you were in a Skaper boat. Even according to the Makshin, the Gemara, the concern of Lubashas Kapara,
Right,
so
I mean, I guess
the
Gemara
of La'iria, the lush of La'iria doesn't really make sense that way.
Well, the Gemara, I guess the Pashut Rebbe was just addressing the regular case where it's not talked to the way it's the way of find them, it's
even,
fine.
Even if this is a repackage thing, even without Tartar the Ransom, you still have that configuration to be so according to what you're saying now. If you assume there's no concept, at least before the question, certainly the Shabbat has the idea of Tchila Sahuda, which I would imagine
not
the Rabban also, I imagine the Rabban also hold that in the Shabbat. I mean, the Gemara says the Yukor Rebbe, sorry. But if you assume that Avuda Slila counts insofar as like it's Mamshah here, at least counts to be considered as a Hasakadasa, could be Nimshah, and start again to be null. But then you now forgot to talk to the right, so you would have a case of Avuda Bashat's Kapar that for sure means according to the
Rabban.
No, because he's saying if it's Mimus, then your Hasakadasa covers by the time that it matters.
The Gemara's talking about a case where you find it after the night.
But let's say you find it after Kapara, according to what you're saying now.
After Kapara,
then
sure.
Also
that would be Avuda Siyam for sure.
No, but if you say that Avuda Slila just doesn't count, meaning that Tchilas Avuda, not...
No, but it doesn't count so long as the Aveda is...
bound during the day.
It's restricted to Aveda Slila.
Restricted tonight, then the Aveda has no...
There's no Esa Chadas for Shas Kapara if you find the animal, Tmima, before you check the Aveda.
I was going to say, why could it be said before doing why wouldn't this be true if you didn't understand this about Esa Chadas?
So what I'm assuming is that the Gemara in narrowing Rava's opinion, Rava's Chiddush to a case where the Aveda only takes place at night, the assumption is that if that would be Nimshach during the day, then it would have a Dinam Buddha. That's the first assumption.
Your
question was, but that answers your question. What was the question again?
The Gemara said, why do you have to tell me Avuda Laila? It's obviously not after Kapara yet.
Meaning, if you say, the Gemara is saying that Avuda Laila is talking about a case, Rashi explains,
mm-hmm.
where the Aveda was only during the nighttime hours.
Right,
so
it's not in the morning.
So if that's
even
the case.
Even if Avuda Laila was called Avuda, it wouldn't have done Kapara yet.
Right.
So.
Exactly. So according to the Rabbanan, my nafkamina would have slid. So it has to be the Kiddush only with the Rebbe.
So you're asking, what do you mean? If it came back in the morning with the Mum, so then even though it wasn't Tzvayin Kapara, I'd be shy to become a Mesa.
Right.
So then now we're saying...
So but if you say that the Din of Avuda is that it has a Kadas, the Gavra, and that has a Kadas is extended out of the Mum of the Behemoth,
right.
Because I can't be Makrovich, so that's a Mitzvah B'Yom also, because Avuda means I have to have a Kadas. From the
Behemoth.
So that extends to
since it doesn't matter when it starts, that's exactly what we're saying now, so that in the morning you'll have full Hasa Vayas indeed, even if you were to call Avudas Laila Avuda. No, you said that wrong? Say it again? Sorry?
Meaning if Avudas, where the assumption, I'm assuming the assumption of the Gemara is that if the Aveda extends during the daytime, even if it Tchilas Aveda, which the Gemara doesn't come on to in Lishna Kama, that the Tchilas Aveda was Belaila, if the Aveda extends during the daytime, then it will have a Din of Avuda. Rava says the Avuda Slila is not Avuda, as if the Aveda is only during the night. So if that's the case, then if you come back to the Rabbanan, who say that Tarte L'Reusa is L'Misa, even if it's Nimse is Koda Kapara. But that's not a case of... But what Tarte L'Reusa is saying is that really Be'etzam it's a Buddha, even though you found it as a Balmum, since the Varda Hesach Hadas is really a Buddha after you found it, and it's a Balmum, because the Hesach Hadas extends all the way to Kapara. If that's the case, then Tarte L'Reusa won't help you here, because even if B'Metzios, the Behemoth, was found at Avuda Shachar, the Hesach Hadas still exists after you found it, because the Behemoth is a Balmum, it can't be Makrovich. Once the Hesach Hadas is still exists, so it can be Mistarif to the Shas Kapara.
Even if you were to call Avuda Tzvayla, Avuda
happens at night, the Aveda happens at night, but you still don't find it by the day, that's a Buddhist Lila. That's a Buddhist Yom.
You don't find it during the day.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm assuming is the reason why Rav is formulating his, why the Gemara is assuming why Rav is specifically talking about that case.
Why do you think the Gemara is talking about that case?
The Rav Sri Rashi says that it would divide, otherwise why not?
The essence of what you're saying. The essence of what you're saying is why is Hesachatas not Balayla? You have to say that if you said Hesachatas is Balayla, then you never have to have Shino. Because people sleep at night. So the Chazal, the Halacha was Sinai, that there is no Hesachatas. Otherwise, you can never. I bring you a card, Baka will come today, and I bring you a week later, or bring you 3 days later. There'll be hardly any Kabbalah, because everybody goes to sleep.
Yes, everybody left.
So therefore, they have, I think the Halacha was Sinai, that's where it came. That.
I thought you only have to go to sleep every 3 days.
I'm not talking about myself.
Every 3 days.
I'm talking about normal people. And at that time, by the way, it was almost the whole night. There was no electricity. People went to sleep very early, and they got very...
Now what you're saying is it's totally against what you're saying.
And that's what we talk about there.
It's against Professor Egg, is what you're saying.
Except for the Talmud
Chacham. Everybody's saying that
learning about it.
They had electricity, they had everything.
But they had everything.
According to Professor Agus.
Yeah, I remember Professor Agus.
That's
everything, much more technology.
So that would be, and the difference is to point out the difference between the two. The show notes is, according to the first lashon, what we're saying is that the Tchilas Aveda apparently doesn't make a difference. So as long as it's a Buddha Beyom, even if the Aveda was begun at night, still has a din of Buddha. But according to the Lishna Basra, if the Tchilas Aveda is Balayla, so in Rashi's terms, what that would mean is if the Hesach Hadas is generated in a time where anyway the Beyim is not Roy Lak Rava, so you don't even have a din of Hesach Hadas for the din of Aveda.
You can understand that as a risk, the question being whether or not there's a halakha of Abuda or there's a Maisa Aveda possible, a Maisa Aveda Kobeya that this din is missing.
I think what you're trying to say, but he's speaking for Rashi. You're just saying in the Gemara, you might say that Abuda Slayla is even if it continues in the Yom because it started at night.
Right.
Yeah, but he's trying to explain
the
Rashi has a certain.
Rashi doesn't hold that way for sure. In theory, you could read the Gemara that way.
Because
it's just no shame avuda when it begins Balayla. It's just a practical problem. It doesn't have a dichui kalos shame avuda if it starts at a time when avuda is not posa. But. No, I'm saying the avuda's. Lila, you could have said that the Adina of Buddha's Lila has to do with Tchilas.
Isn't that what Harry said to Gemara?
Yeah.
Even the Rashi.
He's explaining that Cheetah according to Rashi. According to
even the Rashi and Gemara end up saying.
Because the Hesachadas has to be at a time when it's particular.
You could interpret it, you could also just interpret it as the Maisa Aveda.
Right, or the shame of it. Of
but I'm saying, you see, Rebbe thinks that it's a shame of it, things, so then even if it extends during the day, even if you can't find it during the day, you still might say since the nighttime, even though right now it's no different than if I lost it 2 minutes ago.
Right. I mean, Lamaisa, you can't do anything with it in both cases of itself, but whether it has a shame, soul, of it. Formally, which is has that status of that I think is a that's not any of this.
Okay, I think that's it. Thank you very much.
Shkoya, where did the Sefer come in?
The Sefer, I think, is where I became aware of. I think formulated Revelable and. A couple of other things, I think.
Okay. It's a good safe.
I don't remember that.
Recommend.
Excellent safe, yeah, I recommend it very much.
Yes.
Very good. That's what we spoke about in the beginning of the year.
Yeah,
that's right.
I'm sorry, I don't want to show it.